This is Northwest News from KPLU. If you think Seattle's already struggling with growth, imagine adding another 120,000 people. That's the jump in population the city expects over the next two decades. But where do you put those folks? People in neighborhoods such as Ballard say there's already too much construction. That's where KPLU's Ashley Gross headed as we continue our coverage of the elections for Seattle City Council.
Linda Melvin and Rebecca Todd are giving a tour of their Ballard neighborhood to show the pace of change. They've become good detectives at figuring out when a house is about to get demolished. Melvin points to some poles outside a small bungalow on Northwest 60th Street near 17th Avenue Northwest.
That's the first sign we sometimes get, is when that tripod goes up with the temporary electrical service.
So you know that that house is going to get torn down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. When that goes up, the bulldozers come in within a couple of weeks.
Melvin and Todd live one block away from each other. Each lives in a newish townhome, but one's with yards. What they object to are the newer townhouses that are much taller and go right up to the property line. But Ballard is designated for growth. It's one of Seattle's six hub urban villages. Melvin says she likes the idea and concept.
I moved to Ballard 6 years ago because I believe in density. Because, and at the same time, I sold my car. I downsized from a 2,500 square foot home to about a 1,500 square foot townhome.
She says the problem is development is proceeding unchecked. Almost 3,000 units have been added in the past decade. City leaders had expected 1,000. Rebecca Todd moved here from Alabama to be near her daughter and granddaughter.
Would you like to see my private backyard?
She's growing dahlias and lilies and even a small fig tree. But since new townhomes went up behind her, it's not the oasis she was imagining.
I have a daughter in Brooklyn. I could have gone to live with near her at this. But I never thought that I'd have totally no privacy. And I don't have any privacy.
This is one full bath and the guest room in here.
Mike Jasklowski is one of the newcomers to the neighborhood. He's showing me the three-story, modern, angular home he and his girlfriend just bought.
As you can see, we've been here for 6 weeks, so we haven't quite gotten as unpacked as we would like.
His place is part of a four-unit row house development that's only a few feet away from the single-family homes on either side. He says he can understand why some people are upset.
I think that visually, these kind of old school homes in this old school area looks a lot more appealing than these cookie cutter homes that they're building. And I think that anyone who's not telling you that would probably be lying.
But you bought one of these.
I know, but you know, at the same time, we were racing against everybody else to make sure that we could find a home at a reasonable price and have long-term stability in the area.
They wanted a place not far from his girlfriend's job at Amazon, somewhere close to restaurants, so they could grab nachos after work. Jasklowski says development is the natural consequence of a booming economy. He says he's paying attention to the city council race, but says zoning and development are not his top issues. It's a different story for Linda Melvin.
If we get some people in there, four or five people who are really talking to the neighborhoods, we might see some difference.
She says she's glad the city switched to district representation, but she's trying to be pragmatic.
I'm not getting my hopes up too high because I don't want to be disappointed again.
What Melvin would like is for city leaders to hear the concerns of Ballard residents about the transformation of their neighborhood. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.